Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Wanda Ellis, who's the Executive Director of the American Floor Covering Alliance. And I wanted to talk to you this morning, Wanda, about your upcoming Floor Tech shows. You doing all right this morning?
Yes, I sure am. Well, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, tell us, I guess you have a show that's every other year, and it starts next week in Dalton, so tell us a little bit about it.
Right, Floor Tech Expo. This will be our ninth show here in Dalton for the machinery and equipment suppliers, and kicks off Tuesday morning, September the 22nd. We open with a panel discussion, which you're going to head up. You've been kind enough to be our moderator on that at 8 o'clock at the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center. Three-day show starts Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. Like you say, it's for, I guess it's the only show of its kind.
It is the most unique show. Well, it's the only show that's exclusively directed towards the floor covering manufacturing.
Looking at your exhibitor list, which you can see on the web if anybody's interested, it looks like you have about 60 or so exhibitors.
I think actually it's closer to 70.
Okay.
I see a lot of them that, despite the economic situation, I'm finding that they're still interested in attending and coming and exhibiting at the show and showing their products. Because we've got a lot of new products this year.
Well, everybody knows this dip in the economy is going to recover sometime, and since this show's every other year, I guess they figure they need to be here. So
yeah, I had a couple of companies that had said no because of the economy. They couldn't see their way, and one of them was an international company. And then maybe 6 weeks ago, they emailed me and they said they saw a definite improvement and they wanted space. So they're going to come, and I'm really happy about that.
All right. So I'm just looking at some of this list. It's people who make fiber equipment. It's people who make tufting equipment.
We've got four tufting machine manufacturers, you know, the major ones. Uh-huh. We've got the very latest in the sample machinery, dyeing, the yarn technology, packaging.
Yeah.
Energy efficient, showing, you know, just about everything you'd want to see in the way or talk to someone about in the way of improving your manufacturing.
Okay. I even see you have a couple of backing suppliers in here.
Yes, so. I do. Okay. Do have that.
All right.
It's a full service show.
Yeah, all right, so tell us now, you say it's a 3-day show and it starts next Tuesday. What are the exhibit hours for somebody who wants to go?
The hours are 9 to 6. Mm-hmm. Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 to 2 on Thursday.
Okay, and it's up on the hill in Dalton?
On the hill.
Yeah.
At our beautiful trade center.
All right.
And we've got companies coming from Austria, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, Swiss, India, UK. We're going to have on-site demonstrations, the Zimmer print technology, the very latest they have. So I'm real pleased with the caliber of our exhibitors.
All right, and like you said, there is an opening session, which really I'm just moderating. But just to tell you real quickly about that, since I helped put this together, we're going to talk about how raw material pricing has affected the demand shift in carpet fibers. We've got three great panelists. We've got Dan Frierson, who's the chairman of the Dixie Group. We've got Alice Dare Carmichael, who's with PCI Fibers, and that's the company that does the reports that tell you what's going on with polymer consumption across the globe, actually. And then we have Thomas Rennie, who's with TLR Consulting, and he's a yarn supply expert, and he's going to be telling us how about the shift between branded and unbranded nylon in comparison to all the other fiber types. So it should be real interesting 1 hour. And now that's going to be from 8 to 9 next Tuesday in the amphitheater up there at the convention center. Is that right?
Yes. And anyone wants to come a little bit early, they can have some continental breakfast starting at 7:30.
Okay.
I think it's an excellent panel, and I think the discussion, the topic is just crucial right now.
And there's no charge, right?
No charge, absolutely. Attendees can come and have the breakfast and then enjoy the panel and even ask questions. I believe you are going to take questions.
Right.
And then the show opens at exhibit halls open at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so right after the opening session, we have the exhibit hall. And then that evening, for those who are interested, there's actually an awards dinner that you can sign up for.
Right. We've got the Floor Tech Awards. This, I think, is our fifth award for Individual Leadership, Environmental Product and Innovation Award, and Contribution to the Industry. And we've got some big hitters on that list that are receiving the award.
Well, tell us who's going to win.
I wish, but I'm going to tell you, the voting sheets are coming in hot and heavy.
Well, you need to tally them up because you got to get some trophies
made. I do know who's leading in every category.
All right. Well, you have to come to see
now. There's got to be a surprise. That is Tuesday night. It kicks off at 7 o'clock. We're going to cocktail reception starts at 6:15 right after the exhibit hall's closed. So the tickets are $40, not a whole lot, but just to cover the
expenses of it, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. But it's a wonderful event. We had a nice crowd 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I think you gave an award to Jim Jolly, didn't you?
Jim Jolly. He got an individual leadership for his years of work in the community as well as the industry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so if somebody's interested and they want to know the details, there is a website. Why don't you tell us where they can go to find out?
They can go to either AmericanFloor.org. or floor-tech.com.
Actually, the way I found it is if you just Google Floor Tech, which is FLOORTEK.
It comes up. It's got everything. You can register online and then pick your, the badges will be at lower level registration. Just walk in there and give them your name by company and they'll have it ready and there's no charge. Oh, and we've added something this year. We're going to have a cash giveaway every day. And the details are on the website also. We're giving away $500 daily.
So basically, if you sign up, you're automatically entered?
No, you have to fill out a little ticket and put it in the fishbowl.
Okay.
And then we'll have the drawing at 5 o'clock, but you do need to be there to receive the cash.
All right, and it's $500 every day?
Uh-huh, every day.
Okay. And now people who exhibit, can they enter too?
No, I'm afraid. No, and you can't either, I'm afraid, because anyone doing anything cannot, but any attendee can.
All right, well, that sounds fair enough.
I thought so.
All right. Well, Wanda, I appreciate you being with us this morning. We've been talking about the Floor Tech Show, which starts next Tuesday and runs through Thursday. We've been talking to Wanda Ellis, who's the Executive Director of American Floor Covering Alliance, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.